Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
Good morning. Good morning, Fusion Church. Amen. Amen. You guys can hear me okay this morning? Well, praise the Lord. Got on a little bit earlier myself to make sure that everything was running and working properly. Praise the Lord. This morning, you know, we are in the book of First Timothy 4. We're going to begin with a word of prayer. Father God, I just want to praise you and thank you for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice, Father, and be glad in it. I thank you, my Lord. I thank you for everyone that's watching and listening, Father God, for waking us up this morning. Father, let it be you and not me. Father, speak to our hearts, my Lord. Speak to our situations. I just thank you in advance. I thank you in advance for your word, for your blessings, for your protection, my Lord God. I just thank you, thank you, thank you. And I ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, guys. Stretch if you need to this morning. You know, this particular week has been a hard week for some of us. And, you know, our good brother, Bob Gilmore, went with the Lord earlier this week. You know, and the word of God says that absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So I just picture Bob up there running around, you know, and doing all the beautiful things that he loved to do in the presence of the Lord. I believe that, you know, that that's what we have to look forward to, you know, and something and that's part of our salvation. And we know that we'll see him again. Let's keep his family and his friends in prayer during this time that they're going through. Again, information of that is coming more and more. I'm sure this Sunday, Pastor Brendan will share more with the congregation what's going on with that. So again, let's keep him in our prayers. Amen. And now let's 1 Timothy 4, it's a smaller chapter, this one. Let us begin. And it says there, now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience near with an iron rod, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from food which God created to be received with by thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, and it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. 6. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the word of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed. But reject profane, all wise fables and exercise yourself towards good, towards godliness, for bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and that wishes to come. This is the faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end, we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe these commands and teach. 12, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believer in word and in conduct, in love and spirit and faith and purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gifts that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying of hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evidence to all. Take heed to yourself and to do the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Amen and amen. All right. This particular book of 1 Timothy, it was written by Paul. There, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus, these books are referred to as pastoral epistles. You know, they stand apart from all the other books, especially because they were written, you know, to Paul's gospel co-workers. So they were written directly to the leadership, that they had pastoral roles. And Paul, you know, this particular chapter starts off that he says, now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceitful spirits, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience sneers. So he says that in the last days, which is the times that we're all living in right now, you know, especially right after Christ, that there are those that are going to, that they're going to walk away, that they're going to be deceived, that they're going to be deceived. And the only way that somebody cannot be deceived if they know the truth. And we as sons and daughters, we need to be careful. Who are we listening to? Who is whispering in our ears? You know, and we need to be careful. In 2 Timothy 3:1-4, it says, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, blasphemous, disobedience to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, harshly, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God. So scripture already says that, you know, in the last days, though, there are those that are going to depart. It also says that in the last days, this is what's going to be happening in society. We as believers, we always got to be preparing ourselves. We always have to be drawing closer to the Lord. In James 4, verse 8, it says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So if we exercise our faith, if we draw near to God, you know, God is going to be there. He is going to help us. In Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, call upon me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. So again, to have that relationship, we need to establish a better relationship every day, a closer relationship with the Lord, you know, to really hear his voice. Psalms 91, 15, it says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and I will honor him. You know, and why would the Lord do this? Why would the Lord, you know, honor him and be with him? Because in Psalms 91, 14, the prior verse, it says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him up high because he has known my name. So as we seek God and as we draw near to him, he draws near to us and he desires to bless us. He desires, you know, to build us up. You know, the most important thing for us as believers to do is to always seek the Lord, to always build upon this relationship that we have with him, to know him, because the more we know of the word, the less we're going to be deceived. The less we're going to, when somebody tells us something or we hear certain documents being preached, we know if they are true or if they are false. But the only way we can know that is if we trust God and we are seeking the Lord, because it's already warning us, Paul's already warning us that there are those that are going to fall away. And, you know, and if we have relationships with these individuals, you know, they can entice us by their words, you know, and their beliefs. So that's why we need to be very, very careful. Very careful. Also, because if they're not right with the Lord, they're going to bring false teachings. And that's one of the things that was happening in the church. And here in verse 3, it says, Paul says, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from food which God created to be received. So there were certain restrictions that they were already putting on the people. You know, some of the leaders were putting this restriction. And I know that happens, because back in the day, I used to be one of those out of control, Pentecostals, holy roller kind of guy, you know, I was raised in certain ways, and you dress a certain way and you look a certain way and you respect. And a lot of that stuff, I don't have nothing negative to really say about half of that stuff. But when we get out of control, that's when things go wrong. That's when things go wrong. And sometimes, you know, false teachings can come about. And that was one of the things that was taking place. There were being false teaching. In 1 Corinthians 7:28, it says, but even if you do marry, you have not sinned. And if a virgin marries, she has not sinned. Nevertheless, such will have trouble in the flesh, but I will spare you. So he's talking about being married. He's talking about marriage. So marriage is a blessing of God. But yet, you know, some of these individuals, they were teaching against marriage. They wanted to be holy and be separate. You don't need to get married. You don't need. So they were putting restriction on something that God already has blessed. Something that God already has blessed. And also in Genesis, talks about the food. Genesis 1:29, it said, and God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is in the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be good for food. So God was talking about food, that everything that he made was good for us, and yet they were restricting. They were restricting. In verse 4, it says, for every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused. And if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and with prayer. So in other words, you know, we can have the food, we can have the meats that we wanted, you know, as long as we do it the right way, and as long as we are grateful and we are thankful. In other words, sometimes you may go someplace, and especially when it comes to evangelizing and teaching the word of God, and especially when you go to another country, you don't know what they're giving you. You don't know what it is. So therefore, you know, you cannot be disrespectful and say, no, I'm not going to touch that, because for them, that is being disrespectful. For them, you know, you don't want to partake of what they are offering you as a gift. Therefore, you pray for over it, you leave it in God's hands, and you eat it, you know, and you enjoy it, you know, and but yet sometimes, you know, there's certain restrictions that people put, you know, people put on other people. And we have to be careful, you know, when we hear these restrictions, are they of God or they're of men? You know, and then that's what Paul was speaking about. And it says in 6, if you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister. So if you instruct the brethren in the ways of the Lord, in Jesus Christ, and you nourish them with the word of God, you're doing a good thing. And that's why it's important that we know the word of God. That's why it's important, that we not only know the word, but we practice the word. Because knowing the word and not doing nothing with it, it has no value. But when we know the word and we pass it on and we teach it, you know, then there is growth, then there is blessing. It says in 2 Timothy 2:14-15, remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord. Do not strive about words that do not profit to the ruin of the hearers. 15, be diligent to pursue yourself approved to God, a worker that does not need to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of God. So it's telling us, don't fall into that trap of arguing over certain words about, you know, having these arguments and who is right and who is wrong and all that, because a lot of times there's a lot of confusion, there's a lot of doubt, there's a lot of fear, and there may be doctrine being preached. And sometimes we can get other people even more confused about this. And sometimes it's better that we pull ourselves away from certain things, you know, and we go before the Lord and we pray about it. And then we come back and address the issue, you know, but it says, you know, just do the will of the Father. Be diligent that you present yourself by doing God's will, you know, and that's what God has called us. He has called all of us, you know, to be his mouthpiece. He has called us to be the leaders, and he has called us to share what he has given us to others, to share that love that he has given to us. In verse 7, it says, but reject profound and wise fables and exercise yourself towards godliness. So here Paul is bringing up the word godliness. So exercise more godliness and don't say harsh things. Don't say the wrong thing. And don't go be wise tales or that you hear something, you know. You got to know the truth. The word of God says, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If you know the word of God, that will keep us out of trouble. That will keep us in the right path, 2 Timothy 2:16, it says, profane and idle bubbling, that they will increase to more ungodliness. So certain things, you know, so keep yourself from going into these heated arguments about certain things, you know, watch what you're saying, you know. And sometimes we just need to separate ourselves from certain individuals that are not going to be a blessing. I always say, if what you say is not going to bless me, I don't need to hear it. You know, if somebody is going to come to me with gossip, I'm going to tell them, I don't really need to hear that. Why? Because now if you got my ear, then my ear can go into my heart, because whatever I hear is going to come in. Now, if I'm hearing something, now you can actually contaminate me with what you're saying. I don't need to hear nothing. I don't want to hear anything negative. So if your words are not going to be words of life, words of encouragement, sometimes I'm going to tell you, don't need to hear it. You know, you leave that up to the Lord. You surrender that to God, leave it up to the Lord. You know, because I don't need to hear the gossip. And sometimes that's what we need to do. We need to separate ourselves from those individuals. In verse 8, it says, for bodily exercises profits little, but godliness is profitable for all things. Godliness. So I looked up the word godliness, you know, and in godliness, all that godliness means is conforming to the character of God. Conforming to the character of God in your thoughts, in your feelings, in your desires, and your actions. So, you know, a couple of years ago, this bracelet came out with what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? You know, and I know I still got mine somewhere, but what would Jesus do? And if we post that question, you know, in certain times in our lives, when we're going through certain things or we're hearing certain things, and say, what would Jesus do? That we'll probably get a different result, because now we're putting Jesus into it. And, you know, so we need to be more like him, and we need to be doing his will, you know, not the will of man, but the will of God. You know, and he says there in verse 9, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. If we're doing the will of God and we're doing what God has calling us, that's what we need to be doing. That is profitable. That is what we need to be doing. In 10, it says, for this end, we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially those that believe. So God is the Savior of all mankind. Jesus Christ, when he came, he died, he became the Savior. But man still has to choose. Man still has to choose whether they're going to accept him as their Savior or reject him. So, yes, God is the Savior of all men. That word right there is true. But it's especially to those that believe, especially to those that turn to the Father and turn to Jesus, you know, and when we do that, you know, then we are saved. And this is what we need to teach. You know, this is what we need to teach. So Paul is saying all these things, that Jesus is the Lord and Savior. You know, in verse 12, he goes into, he says, do not let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in words and conduct, in love and spirit, in faith and in purity. So again, to do the will of the Father. To do the will of the Father and do everything in love. Do everything in love, you know, to watch our words, watch our conduct, because we never know who's watching. Come on now. We don't want to leave. We don't want to give a bad example of what a believer is supposed to be doing. We all make mistakes and we all mess up. And if we do, let us raise our hand and say, my bad, I missed that one. I missed that one, and God will forgive us, and we move on, and we move on, you know. But, you know, but being that we're not all perfect, we need to at least strive for, you know, to strive for. And that's why it says here to be an example to the other believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. To be that example that God is calling us. God is calling us. An example of love. You know, 1 Corinthians 16:10, it says, and if Timothy comes, see that he may be with you without fear, for he does the work of the Lord as I also do. Therefore, let no one despise him. So, Lord, again, you know, it says, you know, verse 12, we're talking about, do not despise your youth. You know, what is the calling? What is God has called you to do? You know, so that means whatever God has called you to do, do it. And here, Timothy, he was young, and he and Paul was talking to the church, and he would say, when Timothy come to you, you know, let him come without fear. Let him come, welcome him as an example. So Paul is always teaching. Paul is always teaching the church. He's always teaching the brethren. He's telling them what they should be doing, you know, because here comes a young preacher, you know, you don't want him to be intimidated. So Paul says, you know, that he may come to you without fear because he does the work of the Lord. He does the work that, therefore, let no one despise him. Look at that. No one despise him, but send him on his journey in peace that he may come to me, for I am waiting for him with the brethren. So Paul was saying to support one another. Support one another. Lift up one another. Lift up one another. 2 Timothy 2:6-8 says, likewise, exhort the young man to be sober minded. In other words, to lift up the young men to keep their minds right. In all things, showing yourself to be a pattern of good workers. In doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, and incorruptibility. And in verse 8, it says, sound speech that cannot be condemned. So again, talking about sound speech, it's what are we saying? What are we saying? What are we speaking, you know, to others? So we need to make sure that we keep ourselves in the word of God. And that we study the word of God. Look, I says 13 tells you, and I come, give attention to reading, you know, to exhortation and doctrine. He says, till I come to you. In other words, Paul was saying, I'm going to come to you, but I'm not there yet. But this is what you need to be doing. While we're waiting for things to happen, you know, while we're waiting on the Lord for certain things that we're waiting on, we need to make sure that we continue studying the word, that we continue lifting up one another, that we continue in our fellowship, that we continue practicing what we have learned and sharing them and to use those gifts, because a lot of times people are waiting for you to use your gifts because you got special gifts. You got a special anointing. You got a special calling, and God is telling us to use them, you know, because they are there to uplift one another. They are there to encourage one another. So, you know, as I said, to use the gift that the Lord has given us. And in 14, it says, do not neglect the gifts. Again, that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy, by laying of hands, to use the gifts that God has calling you. I know that I have the gift of encouragement. I have the gift of loving people. I love to hug. I love to kiss you guys. I you know, that's just me. I'm kind of lovable kind of guy, I guess. I don't know. And but it, you know, it has not always been easy. There's always been some type of struggle. There's always been some kind of difficulty. But in my journey in life, I have learned, you know, to praise God with and without. I learned to praise God even when things don't seem that they're going to work out. You know, so therefore, we need to trust the Lord. We need to walk by faith and not by sight. Come on, that's a word for somebody. You know, we need to walk by faith and not by sight. You know, this week, you know, the Hernandez clan had a little breakthrough. You know, I've been sharing with you guys about Cindy and how God is healing and how God is making her stronger. Well, this week we had one breakthrough. You know, we decided we were going to go and see if we can make it to the beach so I can at least walk the Boardwalk River, something that we have not done in 3 years because we've been dealing with sickness and everything else here in the house, you know. And this particular week, we were able to take a drive, you know. I got it all ready. I even brought a walker, had a walker in the car. And I said, okay, we can go. We can do one block. And then if we need to get back in the car and go home, that's fine. But, you know, let's see where we're going to end up at. Well, we end up parking. We end up walking. She was able to do that. We end up, and she didn't want to take the walk. She said, let me just try it without the walker. And we did it without the walker. And we went to the Boardwalk, and we walked, and we sat there, and we listened to the birds singing, I guess you want to call it, you know, whatever you want to call them, you know. But you know, the sounds, the waves, to smell the ocean, and she was like a pig in mud, you know what I mean? She was like loving it, loving every minute of it, you know. So you know, we had pizza, one of the places that we like to eat, and we sat there and ate. And then I kept asking her, are you okay? You know, and she said, no, I feel good. And then, okay, now is the time to go back. So we actually spent about two hours at the beach. You know, all we did was just walk and sit and kept her out of the sun because she cannot be in a lot of sun right now because of all the medication that she takes. But we did all the precautions. She wore the hat. We know we did all that. Yeah, but she had a blast. And I was like coming out of my shoes because 3 years we haven't done this. And this is something that we always have done, especially if it's her birthday, she wants to go to the beach. If it's Mother's Day, she wants to go to the beach. You know what I mean? Because she just loves the ocean. She just loves the ocean. And guess what? 3 years ago, we stopped doing that and we were able to do it again this week. So again, that's a breakthrough for us here, you know. So we're going to plan some other things, you know, because everything is how she feels. And I just see God's hand getting her stronger and stronger, So, you know, again, I wanted just to share that this morning with you guys, because I know you guys are all interested in it. And I wanted to thank you guys again for you keeping us in your prayers, because I know we feel your prayers. We receive your prayers and we see your prayers in action. So again, you know, breakthrough has come, you know, and we're not there yet. We still got a lot of little hurdles to go, you know, get through. Please continue to pray. A couple of things that I need your prayers with is the sugars, controlling the sugars a little bit better, and the high blood pressure. We've been trying to control that. We're taking medication for that, but it's still, for me, it's still a little bit on the high end, and that's not good. So, but we're working it. We're trying to do the best we can. And I'm just being honest with you, like I always try to be, because I know, you know, the truths will set you free, right? For the more you know, the more information you have, the better prayers you can put out there for us. Because, you know, if you don't know, how can you pray? I always tell people, somebody comes up to me and tells me, hey, pray for me. Pray about what? You know, well, just pray for me. Well, I want to be specific, because God is specific. God is a specific God. He likes details. So therefore, okay, oh, you want me to pray for so-and-so? What's going on? You know, salvation, sickness, you know, there's a whole bunch of different things that we can pray about. So God wants to be specific. That's why I like to give you certain details, what's going on. That way you guys can pray accordingly. And again, thank you so much for your prayers, for always watching out for us. You know, God is good. God is good. And I see his hand in action. Again, let us not forget about Bob Gilmore's family, you know, Barb. You know, let's not forget about the family. Let's keep them in our prayers, you know, because, you know, I may have a victory, you know, but in my victory, somebody else is having a hard time. You know, so the word of God says to laugh when those who laugh, but cry when those who cry. You know what I mean? So let's be there for one another. Again, God is so good. You know, this word here, this it was a small chapter, but again, he's talking about, you know, who are we listening to? Let's listen to the voice of the Lord. Let's listen to what God is telling us. And let's have our faith there, out there, trusting and believing in God for the supernatural and the breakthrough, because I know breakthrough is coming. I see the breakthrough come. It's not coming the way that I will want it to come. You know, it's a little bit in a slow process, but yet it's coming, you know, and we cannot lose hope in the waiting. We cannot lose hope, but in the waiting, that's what we need to draw closer to the Lord. And that's what Paul is telling us here to do. Paul is telling us, you know, to draw near to God, you know, to nourish one another, to build up one another. And I want you guys to be encouraged. I want you guys to be motivated that whatever it is that you're facing today, God is still in control. God is still making a way out. He has the answer. Even though sometimes we don't have all the answers, I don't have all the answers. There are questions I have before the Lord. There's prayers that I have before the Lord, you know, but I'm trusting him. I'm going to trust him because he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. And I have seen it, and I've seen it in my wife, and you know, and I see it in myself. So again, you know, let's continue to seek the Lord. Let's continue to practice the word, you know, and be there for one another. And that's the most important thing. Teach what God has given you. Share the faith that you have, you know, because you have a calling. And that's one of the things that Paul was bringing up in this small little chapter is your call. Do not neglect your call. Some of you guys have beautiful voices and you have a lot to say and you don't want to say anything. But then when you will open up your mouth and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to do this for your glory, for your honor. It's not about me. It's about what you're going to do, Lord. And we open up our mouths. It's going to blow you away. It's going to blow you away. So my brothers and my sisters, again, God is so good. And God is moving. And he's moving in our home. He's moving in our lives. And he's also moving in your life, in your home, in your situation. Nothing is impossible for them that believe. So trust in the Lord. Lead not in you to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him, even though sometimes you may not even feel it. Acknowledge him, even though sometimes, you know, the circumstances, you know, are pointing in different directions. But just acknowledge who he is and just say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that I don't know, but I'm going to trust you. I don't know, but I'm going to wait upon you. I don't know, but my hope is in you. I don't know, but I'm going to speak it forward. I'm going to declare it. I'm going to decree it in the name of Jesus, you know. And guess what? Breakthrough is going to come. Breakthrough is going to come. If it's coming to my house, it's coming to your house. Actually, it's already in your house, and it's about to be a breakthrough. So please, please, please don't lose your focus. It's too close for you to lose your focus. It's too close for you to quit now. It is time for you to rise up. Come on, let's rise up in the name of Jesus. Let's rise up and speak the truth. Let's rise up and position ourselves to what God has called us to do. Amen and amen. God is good. Again, let's keep our focus, my brothers and sisters. I love you. Hugs and kisses. You know, God is good. God is good. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my heart, from the Hernandez family. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your prayers. I receive them. I feel them every day. Every day I look at my wife and I say, Lord, I thank you. And I thank you for all my brothers and sisters that are praying for her, that are praying for us, because we can feel it. So God is good. God is good. And your breakthrough is right around the corner. Come on now. It's right around the corner. Right around the corner. One more time. Right around the corner. I love you. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word, because your word is so powerful. Your word, Father God, brings results. Your word, Father God, changes the situation. So, Lord, I thank you for everyone who is watching and listening, and I pray over them. I pray your blessings. I pray your guidance. I pray your protection. I pray your deliverance. I pray for the homes and the marriages and the children. Father, I pray for those who are dealing with finances, Father God, the unemployment, my Lord. I pray that you will open up those doors, Father, and pour out a blessing that they cannot contain, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for your promises. And thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in all of our homes. When we give you all the praise, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. And hugs and kisses to you all. And to we see each other, keep your focus, keep your focus, keep your focus. The best is yet to come. Amen.